Time for the morning munch. We've been eating cookies this morning, but now it's time to get a bite out of the word. Morning feeding of God's word to get us through the day. And this morning, bringing us the munch, our very own pester, Tommy Briggs.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. I always feel bad bringing this word because we've been so happy with our cookies, but it's the word God laid on my heart. So there it is.
Uh-oh. Man cannot live by cookies alone.
It's not a condemning word, but It is a concerning word. I was reading a couple of things yesterday. I was watching this very cool documentary. It was made back in the 60s, but it's very cool, called Civilization. It's all about the rise of Western civilization, rise and fall. And it was made back in the 60s by this English professor and stuff. But he talked about why civilizations collapsed, like what happened after Rome and why they collapsed and stuff. And he talked about why civilizations collapsed and what's happening to our civilization today. And even though it was made back in the 60s, it's kind of prophetic. And one of the things he talked about was how people lose a sense of a vision and purpose.
Oh.
And they become bored. Despite their affluence, despite having everything and having wealth, they become bored and they have no purpose and no meaning. And you talked about how the mystery religions and all the things that were there in Rome weren't enough. They couldn't give people a sense of hope or of a future. And I'm afraid that we're seeing a lot of that in our country today. There's an article, this comes from National Review, Rich Lowry. It's called Our Faltering Social Vitality. And he talks about how we have how good things are in many respects. You know, for all the yammering about what's going on in our country and all the fighting in, you know, Washington, you know, some of that is actually a symptom of prosperity. You know, if you think about it, like all this time, I know there's all this impeachment nonsense and things going on and people arguing about that. A lot of people think is, you know, not that it's insignificant, but what we're not arguing over is why there's 25% unemployment. Why there are food lines, why there are this, why there are that, right? Why are we spending so much time arguing about this other stuff, the secondary stuff? Well, part of the reason is because other things are really pretty good. Our economy is strong. We have a robust economy, very low unemployment, record low unemployment in many ways across the country, across the sector. We're, you know, relative peace. We're not involved in a major war. I know there's always that nonsense over in the Middle East, but we're relative peace, prosperity. This is an incredible time to be alive. If you had to choose in all of history when to be alive, today would be a pretty... not many times you'd choose over today. I mean, you think about it. Think about your smartphone and what you have in your hands with your smartphone. The computing power that you have in your hands dwarfs anything even 20 years ago. And you have it on a phone. It's an amazing time to be alive. This is... When people talked about a utopia in the past, they were talking about the times we're living in today. Where, you know, even... You know, people aren't starving to death. There isn't mass famine all over the place. It's just an amazing thing. The things that people used to worry about, famine, disease, pestilence, war, are minor concerns for us. You would think this would be a time of great celebration, great joy. And yet, it's not. In our America today, our fertility rate and our life expectancy are both declining. We're not having kids and we're living shorter lives. Both of which are signs of a society that is losing hope in the future. People have kids when they have hope in the future, when they believe in the future. People don't have kids when they don't. And even though women continue to express their desire to be mothers and to have children, and the birth rate among married people has remained the same, fewer people are married. You know, the good news is a lot of teen pregnancies have been eliminated, which is good. You know, there's some good news there. But people are getting married later. They're having fewer children. They're starting to have children later. All of this is affecting the birth rate. Plus, you have the lowering of our life expectancy. It has dropped from, 74.8 to 74.6. And it's continuing to go down.
Ooh.
And here's the thing. It's not hitting older Americans. The decline isn't among older Americans. Once you hit 65, your chances of living to 80 or 85 are very strong.
Yeah.
You know where the decline's happening? Between 25 and 64. More and more people are dying in the prime of their life. That's where the decline in our life expectancy is happening. People who are supposed to be in the prime of their life, and we're seeing more and more of them die. That a 32-year-old would die in a given year rose by almost 25% between 2000 and 2017. One person said, American adulthood has suddenly become more lethal than it has in decades. People who are supposed to be in the prime of their life are dying at higher levels. A lot of this is drugs, alcohol, different things like that. Suicide. These are the major causes of death because people are full of despair. Despite everything that should be giving us life and joy and hope, we're dying of despair. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. That as we have turned away from God, you know, secular materialism has become the reigning kind of philosophy in our world today, and certainly in our culture today in America. What we're finding is we're achieving all those things that secular materialism said it could provide. It's provided them, but they have no capacity to feed our souls. They have no capacity to give us a vision or a hope for the future. They've satisfied all our wants, all our physical wants, all our material wants, but they have left us spiritually empty. They haven't satisfied our deepest needs. And that's what this materialism, this secular materialism, can't do. It can satisfy your wants, but it cannot satisfy our needs. Because our greatest needs are spiritual. Our greatest needs are to know that we are people of significance and purpose, that we matter, that we are created for a purpose, that we have meaning, that there's a hope for the future. And the answers to those questions are only found in God. Those questions can only be answered in God, and they can only be answered in the true God, the God of the Bible. As we're in Christmas time, I kind of went on this rant a little bit. One of the things you'll see is all these Christmas specials trying to define the spirit of Christmas without talking about Jesus. You know, they'll be, well, it's Christmas. Why is Christmas such a special time? Why can't we have this all year long? And they'll try to say, well, the Christmas spirit is about this and that and loving our neighbor and being kind and being this and being that. And never talk about Jesus. You can't define the Christmas spirit without Jesus. You can't define why, you know, this time of year has the meaning that it has without Christ. Why do we desire to be nicer? Why do we desire to be better? Because of Jesus, because of God, because of what God has taught us. There is hope in Christ, but there's only hope in Christ. And as we move away from him, suddenly we find it harder and harder and harder to explain why this should be, why we should have meaning, why we should have purpose, why we're here, what we're about. And as we falter in that meaning, as we lose focus on what is important, even as we fill our homes and our lives with more and more stuff, our souls get emptier and emptier and emptier. And we're literally dying from despair. The greatest gift you can give anybody this Christmas season is a vision of hope. And that vision of hope comes in Jesus Christ. The greatest gift that we have this Christmas season is that the Christ child was born, that he came, that he lived among us, that he died for us, that he rose again, and that in him we can find our meaning and our purpose, because our meaning and our purpose, and I love the way the Westminster Catechism puts it, is to know God and enjoy him forever. That's why we're here. That's why we exist. And anything less than that, anything other than that, will leave our souls empty and despairing. So this Christmas, let's truly give the gift of Jesus. Share the hope of the gospel. Share the hope of Jesus Christ with someone this Christmas season. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's a family friend or family member or a friend or someone. But share the hope of the gospel, because people are literally dying to hear it. And that's our word for this morning.
Amen. Great word. Can you pray for us?
Absolutely. Lord, as we look around our country, you have blessed us so immensely. It is really almost unfathomable. The comfort, the physical comfort that we live in, the provision, the abundance that we have in this nation. We live in the richest nation in the history of the world. We have the best living standards in the history of the world. Nobody, literally nobody, has ever had it better from a physical standpoint than what we have today. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for that blessing. But Lord, we know all of that means nothing if we don't have you. And Lord, we have, even as you have blessed us with such abundance, we have turned our backs on you. We have turned away from you. We've spurned you. We've chased false gods. We fell in love with the blessing and forgot the blesser. So Lord, we pray this holiday, one, for us as your people, that our hearts would be right, that we would seek our joy, our delight, our hope in you, not in the things of the world, not in the blessings of the world, not in the material things of the world, but that we would seek our hope in you. And then, Lord, we would share that hope with others. Lord, we would share the hope of the gospel with others. Turn the hearts of this nation back to you, Lord. We're literally dying without you. Turn our hearts back to you and help us as your people to proclaim that hope boldly, joyfully, and abundantly. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Tommy Briggs, morning show co-host here at ESFM, bringing the morning munch, but also day job, pastor at Gateway Baptist Church.
That's right. Gateway Baptist Church, pastor there, along with Pastor Don Reynolds. We co-pastor together. And our Christmas series this year is the prophecies of Christmas. As we're looking at all the prophecies, we're kind of going Old Testament on you, looking at all the prophecies leading up to, well, not all of them because there's tons of them, but we selected four that we're focusing on. Each week we look at a different prophecy of Christmas and the prophecy of the coming of the Lord. And so we're excited about that, excited about celebrating our coming of our Savior. Our usual Sunday school, 9:45, services at 11. We do food giveaway on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. So if you're in need of food or groceries or anything like that, we do that twice a month. And with the help of Feed Greater Toledo, we partnered up with them to do that and giving away food. So if you're in need of that, you just need to show up. Do it from 4 to 5 o'clock at the church. You just show up. We'll get you signed in, get you registered, and get you food if you need it. And lots of home groups and other things happening throughout the church. You can find out all the information about that at our website, gatewaytoledo.com. That's gatewaytoledo.com. But anyway, thanks. Gatewaytoledo.com.